This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today issued a stern warning to Pakistan, saying that any misadventure in the Sar Creek area would be met with a decisive response. Addressing soldiers after performing the Shastra Pujan ceremony at the military station in Bhuj today, he said that during the Operation Sindoor, Pakistan failed to penetrate India's defense system from Leh to Sar Creek. In response, the Indian Army completely exposed Pakistani air defense system and sent a strong message to the world that it can inflict heavy damage on Pakistan whenever and wherever it wants. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh also honored the soldiers who played a role in Operation Sindoor. Union Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that under Electronics Component Manufacturing Scheme, the government has received investment applications worth 1,50,351 crore rupees against a target of 59,350 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw informed that the date of application under the scheme was closed yesterday and the number of applications received under it is historic. He said the trust built over the last 11 years is now translating into investment, employment generation and production. Sir Sangh Chalak of Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, Dr. Mohan Bhagwat, today said that by becoming Atmanirbhar and being cognizant of global unity, one must ensure that dependence does not become a compulsion for one and one is able to act according to its own will. There is no substitute for Swadeshi and Swavalamban. He also spoke about keeping international and trade relations intact as no nation can live in isolation and added that mutual reliance between nations is there to stay. The RSS chief was addressing RSS Centenary Year Celebration and Vijaya Dashmi Utsav program at Resham Bagh in Nagpur, Maharashtra this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared his thoughts in an article on a social media post on the centenary of the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, which was founded on Vijaya Dashmi in 1925 with the vision of serving the society and contributing to nation building. Mr. Modi said over 100 years, innumerable Swayamsevaks devoted their lives towards fulfilling this vision. Mr. Modi said in its journey of a century, the Sangh has awakened self-awareness and self-confidence among the various sections of the society. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 156th birth anniversary today. A series of functions is being organized across the country and by the Indian missions abroad. A Sarva Dharma Prarthana Sabha was held at Bapu's Samadhi, Rajghat, in the national capital. President Drupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs, Manohar Lal paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat this morning. Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi also paid tribute to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. On the occasion of Mahatma Gandhi's birth anniversary, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched a nationwide discount sale on khadi and village industry products under GST Budget Utsav at Khadi Gram Udyog Bhavan in New Delhi. A discount of 20% on khadi garments and 10% on khadi village industry products will be given to customers from today till 5th of November during Khadi Mahotsav 2025. The festival of Vijaya Dashmi or Dasera is being celebrated across the country today. The day also marks the culmination of Navaratri and Durga Puja. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravana, marking the triumph of good over evil. President Drupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the nation on the occasion of Vijaya Dashmi. In cricket, Indian pacer did not allow any batsman to settle on the crease, as the West Indies were bowled out for 162 runs in their first innings against India in the first test match being played in Ahmedabad. Mohammad Siraj took 4 wickets, Bumrah 3, Kuldeep Yadav 2 and Washington Sundar took 1. Earlier, the West Indies won the toss and opted to bat first. The India Met Centre has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over South Chhattisgarh, Odisha, North Coastal Andhra Pradesh today. It has also predicted very heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Assam and Meghalaya tomorrow. In Vietnam, 34 people have died, 20 are missing and 140 injured due to the impact of Typhoon Bua Loi and the subsequent floods and landslides. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.